You're riding alone on a moonlit but starless night. You just missed your exit. Now there's only one way back home. So sit back, open your ears, and hold on tight. Because you're about to take a quick detour through Uncanny County.
Help! Please, somebody help me!
Today's the day we'll find out if people will make enough noise to open an interdimensional portal and bring through the Angel. It's still highly unlikely, but for what it could mean, we turn to our own Alex Mercer. Alex?
Well, there's no question people are frightened and angry, and when people are mad, they get loud.
I'm sorry.
Who are you?
My name's Del. Your door was unlocked.
What are you doing here?
My neighbors are trying to kill me. I needed a place to be safe.
Rebecca, why did you scream? Did I miss weather on the threes? Oh my God, who's this?
He says his name is Del.
Whatever you're selling, we don't want any.
He says his neighbors are trying to kill him.
Please, please help me. I'm sorry, I know I look like a crazy person.
Well, definitely not from around here, anyway.
That obvious, huh?
Do you need a drink of water? You look a little pale.
Oh, yes, please, if you don't mind. So, you're Rebecca?
Yes.
That's almost my wife's name.
Oh, her name is Rebecca?
No, it's Becky. That's why I said almost.
Well, that's a funny coincidence. Rebecca's not my original name, though.
What was wrong with your original name?
I never said anything was wrong with it.
Sorry, I didn't mean to imply anything.
No, of course not. It's a funny story.
I'm always a little awkward around new people until I get to know you. Then I'm great. What were you saying?
Hope tap water's okay. I'm John, by the way.
Thank you, John. This is great.
So, your neighbors tried to kill you?
It was pretty terrifying. My wife is supposed to be following, but I haven't heard from her in a while. I hope.
I'm sure she's all right.
Are they your neighbors coming after you?
I don't think so. But I don't know. Homeowners associations. They're like little evil empires.
Oh, that's true. Ours won't let us grow vegetables in the front yard, and the back doesn't get enough sun for tomatoes.
And that's the weather on the threes.
Darn it! Missed it again.
You know, you could look out the window.
Can't tell the weather when it's dark.
Yes,
I mean,
but
if it's raining, you know, you can tell that any time because you get wet.
Of course, but
and snow and wind aren't light-dependent.
It's not snowing.
Right. Hail, though. I mean, you can feel hail, of course, but in the dark you can't see how big the hailstones are. That's why you should always park your car in the garage. That's what I say. How many cars does your garage hold?
Two. I think that's the standard in the neighborhood.
Wow. That's amazing. You are very lucky to have found a safe, secure, two-car garage place to live. I'd like to live here.
I think there's a house for sale a few streets over. The one on Strathmore, right?
I think it's on Deerfield. It's a bit of a fixer-upper, though.
Oh, I don't mind. I'm plenty handy. Sounds great. You are a lifesaver. Literally. Could you take me over there?
Well, I'm still waiting for weather on the threes.
John, let's just take him. How often do you really get a chance to literally save someone's life?
Oh, fine.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So, how are the neighbors?
They're great. Much less murderous than yours. Well, except for the Ryan.
John, that's terrible. He's kidding.
Am I? You heard about that fight he got into about his yard?
Stop! You'll scare him! We'll see.
The potential for unprecedented savagery leaves people wondering what could be happening. The terror will not.
A desperate man runs into a stranger's house. Alone, needing a friendly hand, a guardian angel, he gratefully accepts their help and even asks them to lead him back out into the dark to find someplace safe he can stay. But he's about to learn that there are some dangers you can't run from.
In other news, police say homeowners should keep their porch lights illuminated to dissuade thieves. Or worse. 13 robberies were reported this week, most of them involving petty theft from unlocked vehicles. Two
were home invasions. Becky.
Oh, I made it. Oh, honey, I missed you.
I missed you, too. Were you able to find the place okay?
Yeah, your directions were perfect, as always.
Well, don't just stand out there in the dark. Come in where I can see you. Oh, are you a sight for sore eyes.
Wow. You didn't tell me the place was furnished.
Becky, About this house.
What? Is it a foreclosure? Was it abandoned?
No, well, yes. Kind of. This is hard to say.
Del, sweetheart, what happened?
I actually let myself into this house, scared the people here half to death, but they were so nice, very friendly.
Not like the homeowners association.
Not at all. Maybe that should have been a warning sign. I mean, the stranger runs into your house and you don't just shoot him? But they were great. Gave me water, offered to take me to see a house for sale in the neighborhood, and then...
Concern was the common refrain from residents at an often contentious hearing about locating a new homeless shelter on the side.
They vanished. They disappeared into the dark. They were there, and then they weren't.
What?
At first, I thought they were playing some kind of joke on me, you know, because they seemed the type. And then I thought maybe they were trying to get rid of me.
Why would they do that? You're so nice.
I don't know. Maybe I said something. But I guess not, because when I got back here, they weren't here. They were gone. There's been no sign of them.
They didn't give you any idea they were going to vanish?
No, they seemed totally normal. I felt like I was coming across as the weird one, but, I mean, well...
What?
Thank you, Ruby.
Well, they were dressed kind of weird. I mean, who wears fringe these days? And, oh, I can't.
What?
They kind of smelled. Oh, I feel terrible even saying that.
It's all right. You're just being honest.
But that doesn't mean something terrible didn't happen to them out there.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I'm glad you're here and you're safe.
So, whose house is this, then?
Ours now, I guess. Possession is 9/10 of the law.
But the people here before...
Either were doing something bad and needed to disappear, or something bad was done to them. Either way, I don't think they'll be back.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said anything.
Is our world more dangerous now than it was 30 years ago? It would be irresponsible not to speculate. I say yes. I remember feeling safe when I was a kid, but in today's world...
Del, I'm hungry. Are you hungry?
I am. Check the kitchen, would you?
Where is it?
Becky, it's a house, not a labyrinth.
Well,
just go look for the kitchen. Bring me something, too, would you?
What if there's still someone else in the house?
There's no one here. We'd have heard them by now. Go check out the kitchen.
All right.
So many questions. I mean, when you hear the angels say something like this, play the audio.
I was sent to the portal. I will take these lawbreakers, these bad kids, and just lock them up. Put them away, maybe eat them, and their friends too. No mercy for this kind of behavior. It's unacceptable.
Of course, thanks to the distortion produced by the interdimensional rift, it's hard to understand exactly what the angel is saying. But it seems the angel is taking a firm stance on protecting children.
Oh, absolutely. You can't take things like, maybe eat them, literally. It's a metaphor.
How's it going in there, Becky?
Well, there's not much here. I think they must have ordered out a lot.
See? I knew there was something wrong with them. We have to get some food. I'll go out.
I can come with you.
No, Becky, it's so dark outside. You stay here, where you're safe.
Del, it's not...
But even if we are misinterpreting, it's probably
it's not what?
It's not right for you to have to do this alone.
Becky, it's too dangerous for you. Be right back. Keep the door closed.
And it's clear why the angel appeals to your average person in a way that rivals haven't. Whether that will be enough to get the angel through the portal, well, it's doubtful.
You think it's doubtful?
Current opinion polls show people leaning clearly towards no when asked. Do you think letting the angel through the portal will definitely, beyond a shadow of a doubt, improve things for all people? So I would say, despite the obvious appeal, there are questions.
But not as many questions as there are against his opponents, who we may as well call status quo Sallies, right? Am I right?
That's terrible.
Honey, I brought help! Come in, come in! Becky, this is Frederick and Harriet. Do I have that right?
Oh, absolutely. That's what you said.
Oh, Harriet, you're a stitch.
It's always good when you can make people laugh.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
Frederick and I are here to get that kitchen of yours humming again.
Anything we can do to help. We're here to make things easier for you.
Do you live in the neighborhood?
Oh, no, we don't. We just got here.
Where are you from?
Oh, a ways.
Us, too. We didn't want to leave, but...
Homeowners Association threatened us.
Oh, that must have been terrible.
You have no idea. Well, listen, we're so grateful to you both. Kitchen's right over there.
The cupboard's pretty bare. I'm sorry.
Oh, you'd be amazed what I can make do with. Come on, Frederick. Let's get to work for these nice people.
Straightforward promises, very simple language.
Dell, who are these people?
I tell you, it was a miracle, Becky. I was floundering out there in the dark, couldn't see a hand in front of my face. Then all of a sudden, there they were. I almost walked right into them.
And they wanted to help? Just like that?
Just between you and me, I was a little worried at first, but they seemed to be on the up and up. We're very lucky. And Frederick and Harriet are lucky to be safe inside with us, too. Right, Frederick and Harriet?
Sure are, Mr. Dell.
Dell's my first name.
I like to treat people with respect, Mr. Dell.
I appreciate that, Frederick.
Dell, I'm really hungry.
Finding anything to eat in there, Harriet?
Oh, you were certainly telling the truth about the cupboard, but I think I can make do.
When it gets light outside, maybe we could go out and plant a garden.
That's a wonderful idea, Mr. Dell. I sure like to work with my hands.
What would you like us to plant in it?
I don't know. They, people who lived here before we got this place said it was awful dark in the backyard. Not great for gardening.
Maybe it'd be good for roots. Carrots or something.
I don't like carrots.
Becky, that's rude. Well, no point in deciding right now.
You're absolutely right, Mr. Dell.
I said Dell's my first name.
There you have it. The angel will keep people awake. If they make enough noise to raise the roof, as the young people say.
Do you think people will be loud enough for the angel to get through, Dell?
Oh, I doubt it. Change is scary to most people. The angel would certainly change things. Speaking of change, we should fix this place up a bit. Make it more homey.
That's a great idea. I'd love a new coat of paint. Something bright and cheerful.
I was thinking curtains.
Curtains?
Yeah, to keep the dark out.
Do people put up curtains to keep out the dark?
Dark out there, light in here. Everyone can see everything we're doing. That's just science.
Oh, you're right. I didn't look at it that way.
So it's settled then. Curtains. Do you know how to sew?
I can put a button back on.
No, that's not helpful.
It is if a button falls off.
I'm talking about curtains, Becky. Are you planning on putting buttons on my curtains? Hey, Harriet, can you sew? Even those you think would oppose the idea of an angel. Frederick? Are you all right?
You want this. Your life is useless without this. You want this. You need this. Everyone else has this. Except you. Loser.
Welcome back. Tonight.
They're gone.
We have a very special guest.
The kitchen door's open and they're gone.
What happened to them?
I don't know, but I'll go look. Do you have a flashlight?
I didn't think to pack one.
Fine, I'll manage. Stay here, where you're safe.
Dell, is it worth it to go after them? I mean, what if they just gave up and went home?
Becky, it's not safe out there. It's not safe for anyone. You know that.
But they left us here alone. They left the door open.
I have to do the right thing, Becky.
And that's what we need now.
Revolution? That's a strong word.
We can't sit and wait for officials who have lost touch with the people to change things. They won't do it. I believe letting the status quo continue to push things slowly in a better direction is actually leading us down the road to ruin. It scares me much more. I think it's much more dangerous.
More dangerous than revolution?
Well, you know what they say about omelets and eggs.
So you're saying when push comes to shove, you'll make noise and bring the angel through the portal?
Well, I haven't decided yet. It could be a disaster, but it could be a roller coaster ride, and I don't mean that in a negative way.
And you like roller coasters.
Don't we all?
Suzanne Albert, always a pleasure. Please come and join us again.
Dell, did you find them?
Give me a moment. My eyes got to adjust to the light. A flashlight would have really been handy out there.
Do you want me to dim the lights?
No, I'm fine now.
Did you find Frederick and Harriet?
Yes. They're in the basement.
The basement?
Yep. Listen.
She'll be coming round the mountain.
See? They're singing. People only sing when they're happy. It's fine.
But why are they singing in the basement?
They think there's something wrong with the house.
What?
When I found them, they said there was something wrong with the house and they felt safer in the basement. So I said it was fine if they wanted to stay there. It all happened pretty quickly. I didn't want to alarm you.
Del, do you think something is wrong with this house? I mean, the original owners leave it, and now Frederick and Harriet are hiding in the basement.
No, this house is great. It's better than great. It's fine. It's the finest house anywhere. The problem is out there.
But if all these people...
If they can't appreciate what they've got, then I don't know. All this place needs is some good, thick curtains. We need curtains.
Should I check on Harriet and Frederick?
I think they want to be left alone, and we should respect their wishes. Relax. They're fine. I'm sure they're just taking a breather. I'll go check. Be right back. I have a reputation for being...
And while the noise is increasing, there's no real feeling yet that it'll be loud enough to open a portal. But the angel is making a persuasive case.
Once I get through, everything is going to be fucked up so bad. It'll be great. The greatest thing you ever saw. So then I'll take what I want, and you all can fight over the scraps. That's what makes us great. Fighting. Things are bad. I can see, from where I am, how bad things are. But I am the one who can make them right again. Believe me. I don't need your scraps. I don't need them.
So the angel wants the scraps? The angel doesn't want the scraps? Huh. It seems to be in direct contradiction, doesn't it? Or does it? How many scraps does the angel have? The angel has claimed billions of scraps, but on account of being in another dimension, we have no way to verify the number of scraps. What we do know is that the average citizen doesn't feel that the angel having a large number of scraps is an issue.
Becky, you're not going to believe it. Come in. Becky, this is Maisie. She's here to help us make curtains.
What?
Becky, manners?
Sorry, hi, Maisie. It's nice to meet you.
A pleasure to meet you.
You just head right upstairs, Maisie. I'm sure there's fabric up there. How about that, Becky? I went outside, and there was Maisie going door to door looking for work. Like a little angel. And we didn't even have to open an interdimensional portal.
I thought you were going to check on Frederick and Harriet.
Oh, they're fine. Just taking a break to learn some new music. Isn't Maisie great?
Del, you let a total stranger from who knows where into our house?
Becky, I had to. She's desperate. She needs the work. I didn't want to say anything to embarrass her, but she's got nothing. We're giving her a chance. And you can't sew anyway. She's got a skill set we need. Win-win.
Do you know where the fabric is?
I'm sure it's up there somewhere.
Is it stored in a closet? A sewing room?
Dunno. We haven't checked out the upstairs yet. We just moved in.
Well...
Look, I don't care what they're made out of. Use bed sheets. I'm sure there are beds up there. Do you know what a bed looks like, or do you sleep on the floor?
I'm familiar with beds. I'll look.
Little full of herself there.
You think so?
Did you hear her challenge me about the fabric? Oh, do you have a sewing room? Like, I know.
Well, was it really fair to send Maisie upstairs when we haven't even been there ourselves? What if there are mice or squirrels? What if they're rabid?
Well, then we'd best stay down here. Maisie will be fine. We'll get these curtains up and then we'll be snug as two bugs in a rug.
I found fabric. What do you think?
This is great. Perfect. Good work, Maisie. I bet you're great at math.
What?
Relax, I'm giving you a compliment.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Apology accepted. You know, I think that fabric is too thin, actually. Can you find something that looks less cheap?
I'll see what else is up there.
I like her. She's one of the good ones.
Del, I'm starting to worry that maybe hiding away in here isn't the best long-term plan.
Becky, we've been through so much. We deserve a moment to feel safe. To feel like our neighbors aren't out to kill us, that's not much to ask for.
I found heavier fabric. What do you think?
Great. No chance anyone seeing through this. Is there enough for all the windows?
I'll see if I can find more.
Boy, she's making herself at home.
Yes, she is.
Little inappropriate. I mean, she hasn't been here that long. I hope she's not planning on staying up there above us. This is our house.
Del! There's someone in the house! I heard voices!
Oh, yeah, Harriet and Frederick. They live in the basement. No need to worry.
You have strangers living in your basement?
Well, they're not strangers, exactly. I've known them for a while. I try to be a good neighbor. Funny story. Uh-oh.
Ah! Don't hurt me!
Hurt you? Your husband locked us in the basement.
I was trying to protect you.
From what?
From the darkness.
The darkness? Have you been in that basement?
It's quite dark and cold and damp.
What darkness?
What do you mean, what darkness? Look out the window.
Ah! Hello, Del? We'd like our home back now.
Who are you?
I'm John, and this is my wife, Rebecca.
Rebecca? Oh, that's almost my name.
Yes, Del told me.
My mom told me there's a Rebecca in my family tree, and she was a princess.
That's fascinating.
I'm just trying to be friendly.
I beg your pardon. Nice to meet you. Please let us back into our house.
Del, you said this was your house.
It is. Maisie, they're lying.
Are you sure? Because there are pictures of John and Rebecca all over the upstairs.
You stole this house from them?
I did not. They chose to leave.
That's not true.
When people choose to move, they usually choose to take all their stuff with them. It's kind of a thing.
I knew you were going to be trouble. Show up and think you can take over.
Take over what? You begged me to come in and help you. Said your wife's fingers were too fragile for sewing draperies.
I said I could do buttons.
Jeez, everyone's so sensitive. Ugh. Things were so much nicer before you got here, Maisie.
What a coincidence, Del. Rebecca and I feel the same way about you.
That's an awful thing to say. I was being a good neighbor. I needed a little help, but I was giving so much back. Frederick and Harriet, I brought you in.
To John's in my house.
And locked Frederick and me in the basement after we escaped.
Escaped?
Left, escape, they're synonyms.
Del said you wanted to be there.
Who wants to be locked in a basement? Didn't you hear us singing?
Del says people only sing when they're happy.
Then why do people sing at funerals?
That's kind of a good point.
Stop confusing her, Frederick. I was doing my best for you, for all of you.
I repeat, locked in a basement. And we even made you a souffle before we escaped.
There was a souffle? Del, did you eat the souffle Harriet and Frederick made?
There was no souffle. You are all saying I did these crazy, awful things, but you have no proof.
Actually, we do have proof.
What?
We have a security camera.
You do?
Oh, yeah. Homeowners Association recommended it. A lot of weirdos out there.
Excuse me.
No.
What's the matter, Adele? Are you scared?
No. Go ahead, John. Go play your video. I don't have anything to hide.
The monitor is right over here. Just give me a second to cue it.
It's just going to be a black screen. How can you see anything in the dark?
Del, it's not.
Unless it's, what, one of those heat-sensing cameras. You can't tell who's who on those things.
Del!
Well, we'll just be a bunch of red and green and blue circles, like how snakes see.
I don't think that's accurate.
Well, then why did the zoo use it to show how snakes see things? They had it right outside the snake exhibit, and it said snakes had heat sensors.
The video's queued up.
The zoo is a scientific organization and would not lie.
All right.
About
I'm
how
starting
snakes
the video
see
now.
Things. Fine, whatever. Watch a black screen. That's not what it looks like.
Well, that's a relief, because it looks like you're trying to smother Rebecca with a blanket.
No, I was giving her a gift for her journey.
A gift? You threw us in the trunk of our own car, drove us into the middle of nowhere, and dumped us.
Del, you said they just disappeared.
They did.
Let me fast forward a bit.
But on the video, that really did look like you stuffing John into the trunk of a car.
Who are you going to believe, Becky? Me or some video? It's probably doctored. They can do that. I saw on YouTube once.
Oh, here comes us, Frederick.
Okay, that's enough.
Del?
I don't want to see this.
Don't want to see what? You forcing Frederick and me in here at gunpoint?
I wouldn't do that. I couldn't have done that. That's a terrible thing to do.
Yeah, it was.
It was so dark outside, you just thought you saw a gun. You should have said something if you were so scared.
We did. It was something along the lines of, please, don't shoot!
Del, there's something on your face in the video. What's on your face?
Probably egg.
Oh, ha ha, Harriet, you're hilarious.
She means a literal egg from the souffle you said they didn't make.
I wanted to make sure there weren't any carrots in it! I was doing you a favor!
Oh, look, Del.
Here you are asking me to come and help you make curtains. Oh, I forgot you got down on your knees and begged.
You said we were doing her a favor, Dell.
Look, I don't care what the video shows. It's not how I remember it. I'm sorry if that offends you, but sometimes bad things just happen, especially in the dark.
I can't take this anymore.
I mean, sure, if we could all see like dogs and cats, then the dark would feel like home.
I don't know if this is the right moment. He's very upset.
And maybe you all don't want to really
understand what I've been
through.
If you don't tell him, I will.
Or
me.
For God's sake, Becky, the man ate a whole souffle and didn't leave you any.
It's really scary.
Dell.
I mean, I don't claim to know everything, but I know a lot more than most. And
Dell!
What?
Dell, it's not dark outside.
What?
It's not dark out, Dell. It's been light out there the whole time. You could see what was happening, you just didn't want to.
What? That's impossible.
Look out the window, Dell.
Just look.
I'm looking.
No. Really look. Be quiet and just look.
I can see everything.
True.
It's really bright. Too bright, it hurts.
Yeah, I know.
Hurts us too.
But you get used to it.
Well, you manage.
Becky, did you know about this?
Well, I mean, kind of.
I don't know if I like seeing everything.
Yeah, it's scary, but it's better than fumbling around in the dark.
People get hurt in the dark.
I think my eyes are too sensitive. I need some sunglasses.
Sorry, I don't have any. None of us do.
Please, someone go out and get me some sunglasses?
No, Dell. We need you to see. You need to see.
I know it's painful, but you can get past it. Just let it in.
But it hurts. I don't want to hurt. Why do you want to hurt me? I'm a good person. I am. I'm a good person. I'm a good person.
Just give him a minute. It's a lot to take in.
We've already given him a lot of time.
Time for your weather on the threes.
Okay, fine. He can have one more minute. Everyone, shh.
We interrupt weather on the threes for a special report.
Oh, come on!
Audiologists have detected a surprising rise in decibel level. It's almost loud enough to open the interdimensional portal. Every decibel
counts. Oh, God, no. Hush, everyone, we can't let this happen.
I'm a good person. I'm a good person. I'm a good person. I'm a good person. I'm a good person.
Dell, be quiet, please.
I'm a good person. I'm a good person. I'm a good person.
Becky, do something.
Why me? He's not going to listen to us. But I've always supported him.
But
this
I'm
isn't good
person.
For him. It's not
I'm
good for anyone. But he's
person.
Scared. He needs to feel
person.
Safe.
I'm a good person.
Becky,
I'm
you're
a good
better
person.
Than this.
I'm a good
Don't
person.
You tell me what
I'm
I am.
I'm a good person.
I'm a good person, too.
I'm a good person.
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 Holy cow, the impossible has happened. The angel is through. The angel is through.
There. Now things will be better again.
Oh boy, that's not good.
We better get out of here. Becky?
What?
Are you coming?
Why?
We have to do something.
About what?
About what? Look out the window! Look!
Oh look, it's getting dark out! I'm so glad.
See? The darkness. It's come to him again.
It didn't come to him.
He carries it with him.
We better go. Now! I don't think this house can stand up under all this. Becky?
I feel safer with Dell.
Of course you do.
Let's go, guys.
Where to?
Onward and upward, or something. Follow me, everyone.
Oh, Alex! There's a lot of smoke, and it's hard to tell what's what. Can you describe what you're seeing?
The angel has just torn a woman in half. It's quite gory. There's a fair amount of viscera on the streets. Oh, the angel has just done it again. Wait. Oh, wait. The angel has stopped. There it is. This is the moment the angel began to be angelic. Oh, nope. The angel has just torn a small child in two.
That must be very hard on the child's parents. Our thoughts and prayers are with them.
Dell, maybe they're right.
My eyes don't hurt anymore.
Del, maybe we should go.
Becky, I can't see a thing out there. Why would I go anywhere? Why would I risk it?
Listen to what they're saying on the TV, Del. Listen.
Turn it off.
But they're telling us what's happening.
It's fake. I don't believe any of it. Turn it off.
But
turn it off!
Del, the house down the street, it fell down.
Oh, probably poorly constructed.
Maisie said she thought this house...
I don't care what Maisie thought.
Oh, there goes another one.
Shut the door, Becky. Shut the door of our house.
But what if our house falls down?
The other ones are falling first.
But...
Shut the damn door! Becky? This is fine.
The old saying goes, see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. But hiding from evil doesn't make it go away. It's always there, in a thousand small moments that, while you've got your eyes and ears covered, swell into something very, very big. Del is going to hide as long as he can. Maybe he'll succeed. But at what cost? Because in the end, the only better angels are inside us, waiting to look into the light, wherever we are, including Uncanny County.
Uncanny County is the unholy creation of Todd Faulkner and Allison Crane. It's produced by Todd Faulkner, Allison Crane, and William Franke. Our executive producer is Jessica Walker. Tonight's episode, Our Better Angels, was written and produced by Nicole Grevy and recorded and mastered by Kevin Ramsey. It featured Todd Faulkner as Del, Amanda Rojas as Rebecca, J. Aubrey Jones as John, Kate Smith as Becky, Sean Bennett Fauntleroy as Harriet, Sandy Moore as Frederick, and Nancy Hamada as Maisie. The television soundtrack was sound designed by Todd Faulkner and featured the voice talents of Rick Adams, Alan Cohen, Shelley Davis, John Duquette, Todd Faulkner, William Franke, Nicole Grevy, Kevin Kolak, Jason Pintar, Catherine Puma, Ninon Rogers, Allison Saltz, Carla Sutton, Christian Toth, Dan Truman, Renee Winters, and Griffin Robert Faulkner as The Angel. Enjoying your visits to Uncanny County? Why not consider supporting the show on Patreon? You'll get some fun bonus features, as well as our thanks for helping us keep bringing our special brand of weirdness to a dimension near you. This is Nicole Grevy from Uncanny County, reminding you, once bitten, twice shy. Thrice bitten, vampire.